Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is TLR. Got some things we're going to get into today. Dez Bryant is intrigued with the New York Giants. Would it work? Could it work? Him and OBJ, two big wide receiver personalities in the same city. No wide receivers are known as divas. Could it work? But they're still good anyway. Dwayne Wade, speaking of people that everyone said is through, better days are behind him. Last night, one of his better days was revealed in Phoenix as he led Miami Heat to a victory over the Philadelphia 76ers in game two. For a second, you thought San Antonio would pull a rabbit out of a hat itself. Didn't work. Golden State's going to win this series without Steph Curry, and then they're going to do it handily and give Steph an opportunity to rest. Some of the things we're going to touch on today in the Cave Show. Like I said, welcome in. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. And we are brought to you, of course, locally by the one, the only Madrill's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located here in Chandler, Arizona. And I was mistaken yesterday. I said we would be there Thursday. We're actually there on Friday. Friday to end the week, we will be at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. The Cave Show. Let them know that PLR sends you whenever you go into Maduro's. They'll take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Become a club member. Get a locker that backs right up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. To sit in that lounge area, watch five TVs, very comfortable, couches everywhere. You could also sit out in the main area as well. There's another 5-6 TVs out there. Sports are always on and the conversations are always good. And, of course, pop in Friday. Catch me live. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. And starting in May, don't have the exact date, they will be serving liquor. So, like I said, we got a lot of topics to get into. Well, I really want your opinion on the Dez Bryant deal, if you think he'll fit with the Giants. I'm gonna hold on. I'm going to let this topic linger, not just for today, but for tomorrow, to give those, as the young people say, in Twitterverse, an opportunity to let me know their thoughts as well. Twitter handle is at the Sports Cave, where Cave is always with the K. Call a number, 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Do have a caller that's been very patient. Welcome to the Cave Show, as all calls are taken in on a Kerry Lackey Law line. This is PLR. Who do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Good afternoon, Paul. Lou's back in here.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised because Bryant did say he wanted to stay in the NFC East. So, naturally, the first offer came to the Giants seems to be the one that looks most appealing to him right now.
Yeah, because I don't think he'd fit in Philly, obviously. And his personality is a New York personality. So, and the Redskins, I don't see him fitting in with the Redskins either.
No.
So very, very curious. Lou, you live in that area. Would it work?
Yes. We'll have to see. Let's see what see how he does. Let's see what comes up out of this, because it's all speculation right now. So I'm not putting anything.
Wide receivers have big personalities. A lot of folks just say, quit saying they're big personalities, Paul. Just call them what they are. They're divas. Can we have two divas in New York?
maybe. Well, I always thought the quarterback had the more personality, not the wide receiver.
To a point, but think about it. Wide receivers are always the ones that do most of the talking. You know, you go back to the Michael Irvin days. You know, Michael Irvin and Antonio Brown and Odell. Ocho Cinco. Wide receivers do the most.
Don't you have to go there?
And they do the most talking. I'm curious. I wonder, I mean, talent-wise, it'd make a quarterback happy. But I remember when, and I could be wrong, and Ocho Cinco says it never happened, but I remember when T.O. went to Cincinnati, and he was starting to catch more balls from Carson Palmer than Ocho Cinco. And Ocho Cinco didn't really seem like he enjoyed it as much as he did when T.O. first got there. Because, you know, it's different when you're the star of the show, when you're the Broadway headliner, and you go, you know what, how cool would it be if I bring in someone else that can, you know, take some of this pressure away from me? But then when they start taking away the headline from you, that changes a little bit. And so I'm wondering if that would be something, not just how Dez would do, but how much would, you know, Odell welcome that with some of his star taken away and you know, shining on someone else?
Yeah. Well, he could fit into, I think, the Giants mode, but that remains to be seen.
And right now, I love this. It's that time of year, so everything is speculation. You know, there's nothing that's a fact right now.
Right.
Other than the fact that we know the draft is right around the corner, so that's the only thing that we have in as a fact. Everything else is just, you know, wishful thinking or unwishful thinking. Or things of that nature. So we shall see. We shall see.
Well, I can tell you what is a fact, though. The Jet center Mangold is retiring. The former Jet center, I should say.
Good career, though.
That is a fact.
He's had a good career. Had a really good career.
Yeah, he has. But towards the end of it, you know, injuries, you know, piled up when they were pretty serious. And that's when, you know, you got to start thinking, well, let's see now. I'm past the age of 30, I don't think I'm going to get, you know, be where I once was, so I got to rethink this and say, maybe it's time to step down.
Yeah.
The only thing he says he regrets is I didn't give New York a title. It's not your fault.
Well, no one has given the Jets a title since this guy named Joe Willie back in 69.
Yeah, the year before I was born. Thanks a lot.
Hey, no worries.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we did make it to the championship game, though, three times after that, though.
You did. With Mark, I really didn't take those growth hormones, steroids, Sanchez.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So,
and,
different question for you really quick. Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs, came out yesterday and made the comment, he's okay with taking a pay cut to play fewer games. Because he says they play too much baseball.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, I mean, maybe Brian should have took the pay cut and this whole thing would have never happened in the first place.
But do you think there's too many baseball games?
Do I? Yes, I do. And that's I'm gonna bring that probably on my show on Saturday as well. I mean, April, you know, it's still cold and much of the country, say here in the Northeast and in the Midwest, like Chicago, Detroit, and is it really worth it to postpone all those games and having to make them up and, you know, just look, and then by the time of season you're exhausted? I mean, I think they really need to cut the season by 30 games.
Now, would you cut the beginning and the end of the season, or would it just be?
Well, you know, that's always been the controversial part. More so, I would cut the beginning because, well, no, I really think it's because April, it's still cold and everything, and it's, you know, untolerable conditions, not just for the players, but for the fans as well. I mean, unless you want to bring three pairs of long johns, electric blanket with you. But then when you get to September, no one really cares as much because football season starts. So it's, you know, it kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, I think they should definitely start later in the season. But I also think that when you added playoff rounds, it's not like the old days where, you know, you had – there were two divisions, East and West.
Right.
The division winners played each other, and then the World Series started. Now you got a one-round playoff game, one-game playoff game. Then you have another – the divisional series. And then
eliminate
you have the
that.
Other series. And then you have and that I don't think they're going to do, especially if they cut games. They're not going to eliminate it. In fact, if anything, Lou, if they cut games, they're going to add playoff games. Because the one thing I've learned about sports, they're not losing money for anyone. And they're not going to give back money.
Yeah, I know.
So, but my point, though, is if you cut maybe, you know, 15, 20 games off the front side, of that 30 games that you're saying possibly, and then take 10 of those games off the backside, then you're playing before it gets too cold everywhere, except obviously, you know, California, Florida, and Arizona. And here it doesn't matter because they'll close the roof anyway. So maybe that's how you do it. You take a little bit off the back, you take a little bit off the front. People that are concerned about revenue, you kick in another, instead of that being a play-in game, maybe it's now a best of three, because then you're going to get at least one more game of revenue no matter what.
Right.
And maybe that's how you do it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, because also playing the World Series almost in November, well, I guess it can't be too bad, but still, when it starts getting cold, it, you know, does take a lot on you.
Well, and that's why I'm thinking if you take 10 or 15 days off the back end as well, now you're definitely not into November at all.
Right. Because baseball was not meant to be played like this.
You know, and I could be wrong, and please correct me if I am, but when I was a kid, I remember the World Series, when they said, you know, Reggie Jackson was Mr. October, that was the real early part of October, like,
yes.
You know, the first week of October, it wasn't like October 20th. It was real early in October.
Well, we only had two rounds back then, and the league championship series is only a best of five, not seven.
Yeah. Well, again, money.
Yeah, but I guess they think the safety for the players and the fans is not as important as making money, huh?
No.
Should be.
Who told you that?
Well, I always thought that safety was – I always thought when I was a kid, safety first.
If there was true safety, there would be netting all the way down to the all the way down to the warning track. So foul balls wouldn't come screaming at people. If we really just want to talk about it and say, well – they should do this for safety. So Reggie Jackson, when he hit those three home runs in the game, that was October 18th. So they were playing until the 18th or 19th back then.
Yeah.
And that was 1977.
There was a problem with the Rogers Center last night in Toronto. They had to postpone the game.
Yeah. Well, hey, Toronto should not have anything to wait, considering how they haven't won a Stanley Cup since the 60s.
No, for the baseball game last night.
Oh, baseball. I'm sorry.
There was a problem with the roof.
The roof was on fire, but they didn't need a new one.
You know, I was going to say that. I was thinking that yesterday.
You know, this doesn't talk a lot of hockey, but I know you have a hockey show, so one other question I want to ask you as well.
Yes.
Once Washington chokes out this year's playoffs, is it time to break that team up?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that Ovechkin is going to want out immediately.
It's in all honesty, is he the problem?
No, I wouldn't say he's the problem. I mean, he is a great goal scorer.
But
in the playoffs, they just can't seem to hold together. I mean, I think maybe it's the goaltender as well. Well, they're going to have Holtby in tonight, too, so that might shake things up a bit. get better.
Yeah, they're down 0-2, and they're in need of a win. And I don't care what happens in a regular – at this point with him, it doesn't matter anymore. It's time for him to put a team on his back and carry him through especially the first round. I mean, am I off with this? Or is his legacy going to be heavily tainted when he can't guide them, not even just to a Stanley Cup victory, but the Stanley Cup? Yeah, I mean, it's time for a fresh start, Lou, or is that just me? I'm not a hockey guy.
No.
But this is the time you have a superstar on your team, and as you call him a great goal scorer, isn't it this time, the time that he should one of these days shine a little bit?
It's now or never.
The way they look, I'm going to lean towards
now. And the worst is they're playing in the Columbus these next two games. That's going to make it even harder. Ugh.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying it. How do you give up as a superstar? And you could say in other sports there are stars that have let this happen, but every year in a sport where, you know, in a sport where you're on the ice nonstop, it's not like baseball where if you're Barry Bonds, you can't control what a pitcher does. You can't control the other pitcher not pitching to you. There's so many things out of your control that you can't do. You can't control that you know, you're down 4-0 and there's no one in base in front of you. In basketball, you're a star. You can control it. If you're a quarterback, you can't control the defense. But in hockey, you're on the ice. At what point at what point do we start to say, hey, maybe it's time before he loses all his trade value, maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta cut this short, Paul.
Go ahead. That's
all right.
I'll wait for
you. All right, I go a little bit more. So anyway, now as I was, because it is you know, that's what I like to call desperation time. And the Devils were reaching that last night, you know. But when they went home, you know, they managed to pour it on. I kind of thought so, because you never count them out at home.
They just underperform. Once again, they've underperformed. I mean, that's what they.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's who they are now.
Yeah, and so about the Ducks. Oh boy.
And even if I'm not mistaken, they've won a Stanley Cup. Correct, right?
Yes.
The Ducks. Yeah.
Yes, they did. And in the 2003 series was brother against brother in that series.
Yeah, Washington just does. I mean, I hate to say a team is a failure for what they do in the regular season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hate to say that they're a failure, but there comes a point where. I'm looking back at their history, and I'm not going to go that totally far back, but first round, lost in the second round last year, lost in the second round the year before that, lost in the second round the year before that. Year before that, they didn't make the playoffs. Year before that, lost in the conference finals, 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 and lost in the quarterfinals, semifinals, quarterfinals, semifinals, quarterfinals.
Oh, man.
That's since 2008. Lou, that's just not good when you have, like you said, a goal scorer. But, listen, I know you got to jump. I'm not going to hold you. Real quick, just tell everyone about your Saturday show.
Saturday's show is called the Enhanced Sports Show. We're on 6-8 Eastern Time. We cover everything in those sports, football, basketball, baseball, even cover dodgeball if you want. we'll handle everything, And like I said, the question will be about, you know, what to do about the baseball season with all these cancellations and whatnot. Is it time to make changes? Yes, but I don't think they'll make that until the next collective bargaining agreement. But I want to hear everybody else's thoughts about that as well. So call 929-477-3688 Saturday between 6 to 8 Eastern Time. For you, that's, I think, 5 to 7.
6 to 8 Eastern Time is 2 to 3 now, our time.
2 to 3?
Yep, we're 3 hours behind you.
3 hours? Okay, then when we're three to, then we're, then you're 3 to 5. Then it's 3 to 5 for you.
Yep. Yep. Alrighty, my friend.
And
well, I appreciate
show it. Is Monday nights.
Oh, that's right.
For you, it'll be 4 o'clock. For me, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's a different number, though.
Are you on social media, Lou?
I'm on Facebook. Yes.
Well, is your information there, or is it separate from what you normally do?
I have information. I also have a Gmail account.
Oh, well, give that, please.
Sure. LouTenor45@capitalgmail.com. If you don't push capital G, you're not going to get anywhere.
All righty, my friend. Well, we'll catch up hopefully tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Later on. Great friend of the program. Lou does his own sports talk show as well. And like I said, I'm not a hockey guy. We know that. We talk hockey once every whenever the Blackhawks win a title. But when you look back, man, I'm looking at the Washington Capitals, man. Literally lost second round, quarterfinals, semifinals. There comes a point, right? They've switched coaches. They've lost under Boudreaux. They've lost under Oates. They're doing it under Trotz. Folks, after a while, kind of becomes the players, don't you think? Then again, maybe that's just me. Dwayne Wade. Did you watch that game last night? Did you watch Dwayne Wade? From Chicago, watch Dwayne Wade do his thing. That looked like Dwayne Wade 2006. And they say that shooting twos is a waste of time. Huh. I scoff at you. Because Wade was shooting twos. And Wade was in twos. Over and over and over. He was drilling his shots last night. 11 of 16. He did an attempt of three. He missed it. 11 of 16, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. That's the Dwayne Wade of all, folks. 6 of 8 at the free throw line. He got to the free throw line more than anybody else on the team. You got a vintage Dwayne Wade. Now, can Dwayne Wade do this every game going on through this series? No. Do I still think Philadelphia's going to win this series? Yes. But Dwayne Wade, for that one night, man, Dwayne Wade did his thing. And if nothing else, the most important thing he did by leading them to victory is he put confidence back in Miami. Miami now feels like they're back in the series because they won on Philadelphia's court. We'll see if Philadelphia can take one back, but they won in Philly. That puts confidence back into a young Miami team. Tired of seeing Whiteside sulk down there and get upset. When you're a big man and you're not a three-point shooting big man, you got to do one or two things, man. You got to either get down there, look at your point guards, and demand the ball and get yourself in a position where you can score on low blocks easily, and you got to make yourself be part of the game. When you're playing 15 minutes taking 2 shots, you're not going to stay in the game. It's not going to happen. The pace of the game is going to pass you by. And I love how people say, oh, this isn't a big man's game anymore. No, it's not a big man's game unless you're talented enough to make yourself part of the game. You know, Boogie Cousins seems to be okay as a big man. Anthony Davis seems to be okay as a big man. Joel Embiid seems to be okay as a big man. And I don't want to hear it's just about shooting threes because all these players I named can do damage down low. It's a matter of wanting the ball, demanding the ball. Shaq said this about Carl Anthony Towns the other day in the Minnesota, about the Minnesota-Houston game. You got to demand the ball. There are times when I remember watching Shaq play. I remember watching Kareem play. I remember watching Robert Parrish play. I remember watching some of the greatest, Bob Lanier, some of the greatest big men ever play. And you know what they all did at some point in time? They all looked at their point guard and said, you have to give me the ball. It's something that he's going to have to do. Otherwise, the game, yeah, is going to pass him by. So he can go out this summer and learn how to shoot threes. Or he can put someone smaller than him on his hip and demand the ball. And maybe you're going to say you play outside in instead of inside out the way it used to be. But you can't tell me that he's not talented enough to take more than two shots. He's not talented enough to do more than what he's doing, and that's just a lot of whining. It's going to take maturity, and it's something that you can do, and you've matured a lot since your rookie year, but that maturation process doesn't stop at a certain point. You got to keep going. And that's the one thing that Hassan Whiteside, if he wants to be a bigger part of this series and a bigger part of the game and stop looking like someone stole his bike, he's going to have to do these things. Got three games tonight. Washington, Toronto, Washington still under. John Wall needs to be traded. Milwaukee, Boston. I think Milwaukee gets this one tonight. And New Orleans, Portland. I think Portland evens the series as well. If Portland goes down 2-0 to New Orleans, that's a wrap. Milwaukee going down 2-0, I'm not as concerned because all Boston did at that point was do their job. And I have absolutely no faith in Washington against Toronto. No faith. I have no faith in that team whatsoever. As long as Bill and Wall are playing together, I have no faith in what they can do together at all. I don't believe it. I don't believe in them. Not together. I think separately, they'll be better. Again, just my personal opinion. Friday, like I said, we'll be coming to you from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I am seriously, seriously looking forward to that. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook fan page, sportscave.com for our website. Remember, anything with the cave is always with the K. And you can get me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Till next time, folks, it has been real, it's been fun, and I can't wait to speak to you all again. Until then, this has been The Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, have a very, very good rest of your Tuesday. Take care now.